Democrat Aaron Wolf is running against Republican Elise Stefanik and Green Party candidate Matt Funicello for New York's 21st Congressional District seat. Current Representative Democrat Bill Owens is retiring from the position. A mid-September Siena WWNY poll showed Stefanik with a lead of 13 points, while a late September Harper poll has the Republican leading by 8 points. Wolf used Tuesday's conference call with reporters from across the sprawling district to discuss the status of the campaign and to vilify his Republican opponent just before their first debate. Wolf admitted it took time to find his footing, but says voters now know his position on issues. Opposed to his Republican opponent, he says, whom he slammed for avoiding the region's media.
During the debate, will my opponent say once and for all whether or not she supports the Paul Ryan plan to voucherize Medicare? Will she finally announce her student loan refinancing plan that she said she would release after the primary in June? And with 1 month until Election Day, will she explain why she is much more interested in speaking to the national media and giving national addresses than talking to local reporters?
Wolf continued his criticism, claiming Stefanik is distancing herself from her own work as policy director for the 2012 National Republican Platform, while at the same time bringing high-profile Republicans to the district to campaign for her.
She spent her entire primary touting her experience in Washington as a reason she's qualified for office. And it was only when I began criticizing the platforms that she directed did she run from her own D.C. experience. Who Elise Stefanik's friends are says a lot about her plans for the district. Paul Ryan came to the district, and Stefanik has refused to say if she supports her mentor's plan to end the Medicare guarantee. John Boehner came to the district and pegged Stefanik to the GOP address, despite her refusal to talk to the local press. So isn't it clear by now that Stefanik's first loyalty is to Washington and not to the North Country?
Wolf was joined on the call by upstate New York Congressman Democrat Paul Tonko. The 20th District Representative represented parts of the current 21st District prior to redistricting in 2010.
I look at the Paul Ryan plan. I look at the Republican majority's agenda in the House. And it is not hand in glove as a fit for the North Country or for the 20th Congressional District, for that matter. I'm impressed with what Aaron Wolf has been speaking to, and Aaron's message is tailored to the people and to the future of the North Country.
Elise Stefanik's communication director, Lenny Alcivar, shot back that Tonko won't be able to help Wolf in the debate and offered a biting criticism of Wolf's Democratic agenda.
The views of an established politician who's not running in this district are of little relevance. The second thing is that it would be wrong and frankly sad if Aaron Wolf were to object to Elise Stefanik using every tool available to her to put the North Country needs and to fight before a national audience for what's right for the North Country. The difference in this election can't be more clear. Elise Stefanik is the ideas candidate in this election.
Democrat Aaron Wolf, Republican Elise Stefanik, and Green candidate Matt Funicello will participate in a debate tonight on Time Warner Cable News, beginning at 7 p.m. It will air in the Capital Region, Northern New York, and Central New York, and will be available online. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.